Welcome back. You're listening to the Coach Smelly Show on the Aggie Sports Network.
Welcome back to the Coach Smelly Show on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network. This is the Coach Smelly Show brought to you by Allen Brew Markets, live from Wharf Casual Seafood. Come see us all the way up until 7:30 is when we're live, but the Coach Smelly Special available from 6 to 8 o'clock, Michael Adair, which I know you sign up for every single week when you walk in. A great special thank you to Wharf Casual Seafood for letting us be here each and every week. We thank them for their partnership. Coach Smelly Special, come in, $10.99. Can't beat it. Get a good meal, hang out with us, and watch the Coach Smelly Show. Now joined by the man of the hour, Coach Chris Smelly. Coach, I know there was maybe a lot left to the imagination after last week's ball game, so we'll go ahead and kind of cut through the fog here. I know it was a big game that your guys worked super hard to go out and win. I thought they battled hard, fought hard, came up a little short. How have you been able to rally the troops this week and get their mindset right? Because there is just a quick turnaround, right back to it. Another big region game this Friday night.
Yeah, I mean it was a tough one, no doubt. You know, but I was proud of our guys for the way that we competed for the majority of the game. You know, we were just a little bit too inconsistent, a little bit up and down from an energy standpoint, from an execution standpoint. And, you know, I feel like there's also a good bit from a coach's side of, you know, making sure that we are preparing our guys for every situation that they might see throughout a game. And so, you know, we've really tried to sort of ramp up some different things to make sure that, you know, we got all of our bases covered and are ready to put ourselves in a position to win. So Hopewell's got a good football team, and they do a really good job over there coaching. And, you know, to beat a good football team, you got to play really well. And we did at times. You know, we played really well at times. I thought C.J. Franklin sort of his coming out party as far as, you know, him getting back to realizing, you know, his potential of what he can do with his legs and creating plays and just being a playmaker. But, you know, hats off to Hopeville. They tackled well in the game. They made you earn everything that you got offensively. They were able to hit a big one on offense and break a long run and then, you know, make some plays in special teams. And so things that we got to shore up, things that we got to be a little bit better in as we go play Beauregard this week. And Beauregard's got a good football team as well. So got to go earn one.
Yeah, Coach, I know you've been working hard this week trying to get that kind of stuff corrected and looking forward to Friday night. Beauregard is a team that's been tough for us over the years as a program, and, you know, they had some staff turnover. They have a new coach down there. When you play a team like that this early in the season that has a new staff, what goes into trying to figure that out and figure out how you want to attack that and defend that and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, I mean – football's really a game. It's sort of a game of chess, you know, and it's kind of looks like sometimes it's just, you know, big boys running into each other and being physical and trying to tackle each other and all that. But there's a lot more nuances to it in good high school football play, you know, and obviously college ball would be a step up from that. The NFL game is going to be a step up from that. But there really are so many things that go into it. You know, one of the things that we love doing in the summer, we always do our ladies clinic, and all the moms come, and, you know, any lady that is, you know, has a player that's involved in our team, and they leave there and they're like, their eyes are wide open, you know, and all we're kind of doing is sort of scratching the surface just a little bit of the things that we do. But they're like, they can't believe that their son is like learning all the things that, you know, kind of go into football, and you sort of see how much actually goes into it. And so, you know, you gotta take those things and you gotta be locked in. You gotta be focused. It takes a lot of work and going out to try to execute it and do the things that it takes to win a game.
Michael mentioned it in the first segment. You're going from a crazy physical game last week. When you talk about how, you know, good Hopeville is on the offensive and defensive line, you talked about it last week in your show. Man, I really thought we hung in there blow for blow with them. And they maybe busted one more run with the running back than we did, but you could take CJ's run and count it as a running back run if you want to. Man, I thought we hung in there blow for blow. How proud of you? How proud were you of your guys in the trenches? I know the first 2 years you said we got to get more physical, we have to get stronger, we got to get better in the trenches. man, I thought you guys were right there with a really physical football team.
We have gotten a lot better in that aspect, and the strength training that we've put in, and the leaps and bounds that we've grown in that area, it's going to show up in those kind of games. I mean, our region is a tough physical region. There are a few teams that sort of pop with extra athleticism, but week in and week out in our region, it's tough physical football. And so, the work that we put in for that, it kind of shows up and gives you the ability to win the kind of football game that we did. That we had this past Friday, and this Friday will be no different. Beauregard's got a great team. This is my first time taking a team and me going down there. We've had them here at home both times that we've played them. And man, looking back at that first Beauregard game that we had 2 years ago, and we're kind of having that long losing streak, was one of the toughest losses that I've ever had as a coach. Man, that one hurt 2 years ago. Just how bad our program needed a win, and Beauregard had a good team, and we were right there in position to win, and couldn't finish it at the end of the game. So, they've gotten us here at our place, and hopefully we can go take care of business at theirs this upcoming Friday.
Coach, I saw a clip on TV a minute ago with Steve Spurrier on it, and he's obviously in the media right now. He's critical of Florida's player that spit on a guy in the game Saturday, and it just made me think about you playing for Steve Spurrier. Can you? I always like to kind of get off the X's and O's and ask you a personal question, but can you talk a little bit about being recruited by Steve Spurrier when he was at South Carolina, and maybe some of the other SEC coaches that were after you? And I mean, our listeners just don't realize that you were that kind of recruit and what that was like. You got anything you can share, any stories you can tell?
When Spurrier came back to South Carolina, when he started recruiting me, he had been at Florida and had his run and sort of made his name and done all that kind of stuff. And then he went to the NFL for a couple of years and realized that wasn't for him. So this was sort of like his comeback into college football. And so, he coached Heisman Trophy winners and all that kind of stuff. And so to have a coach like Steve Spurrier that was coming and recruiting me and coming down to our school, and it was like literally the time that he came to my high school, it was like the whole school shut down basically. Nobody was in class. Everybody's in the hall. Everybody's like looking around, and we're sort of walking around doing all that kind of stuff. Went out to eat lunch, because Alabama fans have always had this sort of fascination with Steve Spurrier. And so being in Tuscaloosa and Steve Spurrier was there, it was a pretty unique experience. And, outside of him, other coaches coming on home visits and all that, it was a really neat experience for sure.
Did Saban recruit you, or is that when he was at the Dolphins?
So he was about to come back to Alabama, but when Saban was at LSU and Jimbo Fisher was the head offensive coordinator at LSU, it was actually my very first offer that I had.
Jimbo offered
so,
you?
Yep, Jimbo and Saban when they were at LSU. So
good stuff.
I guess it was right when he headed to the Dolphins.
Yep. Where do you take Steve Spurrier to lunch? Where'd y'all go?
We went to we should have gone to Taco Casa. Yeah. The place right there on the river that's not a restaurant anymore.
Oh, the North River or no. the
Pencils?
What is the name?
Oh, I can't think of
me
it.
Neither.
It's right on the
I'm
river.
Gonna need help. There's my wife over there. I need her to help me. Cypress Inn.
Yeah.
Cypress Inn is where
fried
we went.
Catfish.
Fried catfish.
That's good stuff.
Coach, you had two guys that really shined for you last week. They were your top two, your MVPs offensively and defensively. CJ, your offensive producer, the numbers spoke for themselves. Passing, rushing, really did it all for you guys. Really opened up the offense with his legs. And then Saron McMillan played a heck of a game for your team on defense.
Yeah, we've known what CJ was capable of. And, sometimes you sort of keep things back a little bit, and so using him in the run game wasn't really part of our game plan for our first two games, but we knew that as games kind of moved forward and had region games and all, we were going to want to try to use his legs, and so he was able to make some plays. CJ's got really, really good vision, and so sort of setting up a run and knowing how to cut back underneath, like on that first long touchdown run that he had, he's really good at that. And then Sarai did play really well, as a 10th grader, and hasn't played a ton at his position, playing linebacker, even growing up and playing ball and all that kind of stuff. I'm not even sure how much Saron played when he was younger. I know
he was a running back in middle school,
played running back, and And I know he's always loved basketball, too. So it's sort of been sort of a process of learning how to play that linebacker position. But he's a tremendous athlete. And he had 11 tackles on the night. I think our next number was like six. Had a couple guys with six tackles. And so it sort of paced the defense that way. And the good thing about what we're seeing defensively is it's different guys each week are stepping up and playing really well. So it hasn't been the same name or the same guy that's kind of leading. And that's a good thing. And you know, when you got the whole group of guys that show that they can play big, show that they can step up, when you put all that together, when you're playing in a really tough game and play your absolute best game, you have a chance to beat anybody.
Can you talk about some of those other players that have stepped up that kind of come to mind that have impressed you so far this year?
Yeah, I think Jacoby Garrett's doing a good job. DK Dunklin's doing a good job. Josh Spear, who's in his first year playing, you know, he had a really big game too, with a couple of sacks and tackles for loss, and maybe it was close to leading the team in tackles, I think, in our second game. You know, so just a lot of guys. I mean, our defense is really talented across the board. You look at our defense, there's a lot of different guys that can play, that have the ability to make plays. They're a fast group. They're a strong group. And you know, there's days that we're at practice, and the amount of energy that they bring, a lot of times it's like, man, it's fun. It's fun to watch. It's fun to be a part of. And so, you know, just knowing what they're capable of and seeing that group grow together, trust each other, play with each other, play for each other. You know, I think our defense has still got, you know, I think their best ball still ahead of them.
Go ahead. I was going to say it's an impressive group, really. You look at all your DBs full of seniors that have played a lot of football, your linebacker room, Lionels, Ryan, Trey Cook. I mean, you could add DK Dunklin to that. Comes downhill a lot. Tyler Tarpley, defensive line, thought Todd Thompson, DeMarcion O'Neal, those guys have played tremendous football. Z coming off the edge, too. It's a heck of a group you have on the defensive side of the ball.
Yeah, it's a really good group, and a lot of the interior guys are underclassmen, so we have a lot of those guys back, and then after guys step up in the secondary, you know, kind of moving forward, so our good number of seniors in that spot. But, yeah, I mean, you know, there are a lot of guys that can make plays, and they're a fun group when they're locked in, when they're focused, and so it's they're definitely – I mean, you look at Friday night, I don't think that that Hovel got 200 yards of offense. I think we held them under 200 yards of offense. I think they were 0-for-5 on third down. And so, you know, you look at that kind of performance from the defense, and it's like, how would you lose that game? And you know, it still stings for sure.
Yeah, one of their touchdown drives was a 20-yard touchdown drive.
Yeah, short touchdown drive, and then obviously the two special teams touchdowns. So I mean, in that game, you know, this, you look at the score, 34-31, but it's not like our defense gave up that many points. Mm-hmm. You know, they manufacture points in other ways. And so, you know, even looking at that game last Friday, one thing that I'd also noticed that I liked is that we stayed playing with energy. We stayed, there wasn't negativity on the sidelines. Mm-hmm. And then even after the game, there was a lot of guys that were hurting, like that. Emotionally, not necessarily physically, but, you know, guys that feel fully invested, that, you know, just are bought in and wanting to see us all be successful and see Silicaga football get to where we all want it to get. And so, you know, it was good for me as the coach to see that, you know, it's really meaning something to these guys.
Yeah, that kind of jogged my mind to think of, how do you keep players like locked in when you have a loss like that? What's the key to keeping the morale high, and do you do anything different, or you just keep doing the same old thing? How do you view that?
Yeah, I mean, for me as a coach, like, I think I'm going to jump in and try to make sure that I'm bringing great positive energy, that I'm pushing on, that I'm still coaching hard. You know, there's not going to be any, you know, lapses on my end as the coach, and want to hold all the assistant coaches to that same standard. So I think that's one thing. It's like, you know, staying positive and still coaching hard, and you know, making sure that we're doing that what we need to do, you know, and just not even allowing those opportunities to sort of fall back or to shrink back or whatever, and just make sure that, you know, we're stay pushing our guys. And you know, our guys showed up Monday, and I know that, you know, they were all hurting. We all wanted to win that game and knew we had an opportunity to win that game, but we've responded well. I had a really, really good practice today, and so, you know, putting ourselves in position to go play good football Friday night.
Let's look ahead to Beauregard before Kenson Threet joins you after the top of the hour. We're also going to be joined by Chase Allen, Lionel Schnoe, and running backs coach Tech Jones tonight. So a jam-packed show for us. But what do we know about Beauregard? Michael Ader mentioned it a minute ago. Historically, we struggle with these guys. Is there anything to that, being a college football player? Is there just teams that you just struggle with no matter what year it is? And what do we know about the Hornets?
And I don't think there's any, like, you know, secret mojo going on with playing a certain team, but they're a good football program. They're big, tough kids. They've always are going to play hard. They're in a good little area where they can draw in guys. So year to year they're just going to be a good, talented football team. And this team's definitely no different. And so they're gonna play good ball. They do have a new coaching staff. But a lot of the same guys are on there. In the last few years, I thought that they've been coached really well. And so this will be a game that you got to go out and earn it, like most of our region games are going to be. And so I think our guys are very focused, prepared to go play really good ball.
Coach Jeremy mentioned Todd Thompson playing good on defense. I felt like he's played really well on offense as well, just having to fill in for some missing folks. It looks like to me we're going to be about as healthy as we've been all season this year at this point Friday. Do you feel like you'll have everybody back? Are we sort of where we need to be now?
Yeah, I mean, we got a few guys that are kind of got some bumps and bruises, but it looks like all going to be able to play through it. Are getting Quan Weaver, our starting right tackle, back. Eric Nichols, right guard, should be, both those guys should be good to play Friday. So we were without our right guard and our right tackle. But you mentioned Todd Thompson, and I told him today, I saw him, I said, I'm so stinking proud of you, because he sort of got thrown into the fire playing right tackle, and we didn't miss much of a beat as far as at his spot. He has played really, really well. We track, for our offensive linemen, really for all of our players, did my guy make the tackle was one of the stats that we look at. And I think he's had probably one of the lowest numbers of my guy made the tackle, you know, on the night. So, you know, it might be a certain guy that, you know, my guy made the tackle on 7 plays or 6 plays or 5 plays. And he has had a really low number on the my guy made the tackle chart. And so he's done a tremendous job stepping in and played really well. And so we'll sort of see how Quan gets back in. But looking like he's been practicing this week.
You chart that yourself, or does AI do that for you?
That's JS. That's Johnny Safford. That's one of his things that he's big on. We track, did my guy make the tackle is one of the things that we track. And then we track, did the first guy tackle me for our ball carriers?
Okay.
So what's our percentage of not letting the first guy tackle us? So those are the two things that he likes to look at from a weekly basis.
All right, Coach, man, we appreciate your time right here. Kenson 3, KT, going to join you as well as us on the other side of this break. This is the Chris Smelly Show, brought to you by Allen Brew Market, live at Wharf Casual Seafood.
Hungry for fresh, flavorful seafood? Come to Wharf Casual Seafood, your local spot for shrimp, crab claws, mahi-mahi, and all your coastal favorites. Looking for a budget-friendly bite? Check out our tasty lunch specials featuring wraps, salads, shrimp, and more. Wharf Casual Seafood, wharfcasualseafood.com. The coast is here.
At Toyota of Sylacauga, we treat you like one of our own because you are. I'm Chris Kane, and whether it's your first time or your 10th, we're here to serve you with honesty, care, and the kind of service that keeps your family coming back. From oil changes to new Toyotas, our team is ready to earn your trust every time. Come see why families all over East Central Alabama and beyond choose us every time they buy a car. Toyota of Sylacauga, worth the drive, and we'll prove it. Online at toyotaofsylacauga.com.
At Omnia, innovation and sustainability go hand in hand. As a global leader in calcium carbonate production and specialty chemical distribution, Omnia helps make everyday products stronger, cleaner, and better for the world around us. From paper and plastics to construction and beyond, their work supports progress that lasts. Omnia is proud to support growth that respects the earth and strengthens communities. Good luck to all area athletes this season.
Thank you. Your car works hard every day, so make sure it's ready for the miles ahead. From oil changes to tire rotations and balancing, Right Tire and Service keeps your vehicle running smooth. Don't wait until a small issue turns into a big problem. Let their team keep you safe, efficient, and on the road longer. Right Tire and Service. Get it done the right way.
Sometimes finding a time for fitness can be tough. That's why Snap Fitness in Sylacauga stays open 24 hours a day. No matter when you're free, you can come in and get moving. Whether you're looking to lose weight, build muscle, or just boost your energy, they've got the gear and the space to help you get there. Come on down to James Payton Boulevard and check it out. Snap Fitness, for the feeling.
Busy day? Allen Brew Markets has you covered. Swing by for fresh coffee, a quick bite, or that afternoon pick-me-up snack. And while you're here, fuel up your car and your day. Fast, easy, convenient. Service, selection, and a smile are waiting at Allen Brew Markets. Because when it comes to keeping you going, we're all in with Allen.
You're all in with Allen, oh yeah. Allen Brew Markets.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Coach Smelly Show on the Aggie Sports Network.
Back in on the Chris Smelly Show on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network. The Chris Smelly Show brought to you each week by Allen Brew Market, live at Wharf Casual Seafood Tuesday night, 6:30 to 7:30. The Coach Smelly Special available from 6 to 8. Nice $10.99 meal. We appreciate Wharf Casual Seafood for hosting us each and every week. The Aggies travel to Beauregard this Friday night. Our coverage on radio starts at 6:30 on WSGN. Our live video coverage from the stadium will also begin at 6:30 on YouTube and Facebook. We appreciate everybody who has watched and listened over the first couple weeks of the football season. We've amassed over 100,000 views. Pretty impressive. We appreciate everybody tuning in when they're not able to make it to the football stadium. A heck of a crowd, though, last week, Chris Smelly. I mean, a good crowd at Legion Stadium was packed. I was excited about the amount of people that showed up for the first region game.
Yeah, it was a great turnout. Now I got a question about those numbers. 100,000 views
over. We need all over that, don't we? We're almost 300,000 page views just on Facebook alone.
Man, alive! You must be pushing those ads out there to get those numbers up that high.
Things happen.
I think you're driving the attendance, man.
There we go.
I thought the game day environment was really good. To your point, I thought the crowd was in it.
Yeah,
they were selling cowbells and their noise was good. And I thought that the atmosphere was solid.
Yeah, I feel like there's a lot of people that sort of got geared up towards creating that atmosphere, and I think we pulled it off pretty well.
Yeah, I thought Shane did a great job on the PA between the third and fourth quarter, getting people fired up with the jump around. A good little addition there to keep the energy going into the fourth quarter, as we're joined by Coach Chris Smelly and senior cornerback Kenson Threek. Coach, before we throw it to KT, man, what does a guy like KT mean to you, mean to this team? Stuck it out. He's one of those seniors you always mentioned, started off here when things weren't going great, and now has been a part of kind of a rebuild of this program.
Yep. Kenson's worked hard and positioned himself to be a locked in starting corner for us, and he's played really good football. You know, it's those corners, they like to try to have opportunities to intercept passes and make big plays, and I can't really hardly think of a lot of times where Kenson's really got tested too much. And so you know, it's he's a good-sized athlete, a really good athlete, and it's an instrumental part of us being successful on Friday night.
So, Kenson, I know a tough week last week. We talked about it with Coach Chris Smelly. How have you been able to turn your attention to this Beauregard game? How important is this ball game to you and your fellow guys on defense?
It's really important, you know, just trying to move on after the loss last week. Got to move on from this game so we can make it to the playoffs.
KT, you got a good-looking drink in front of you, man. I think everybody that comes to the Wharf probably needs to sample that. What? It looks like it's got three or four fruits in there. What are you drinking right there, man?
It's strawberry lemonade.
Golly, is it good?
It's good, really good.
Yeah, that's good right there.
See, KT, man, we talk about it every week, about this defensive back group, you, Trey,
Corbin. I mean, three seniors that have played tons of football for this team. I know those are two probably of your best friends. What's it mean to you to be able to play with those guys each and every Friday night in the defensive backfield?
It means a lot, you know. We've known each other for a long time since we was like middle school, elementary school, all that. And it just means a lot.
Well, when Trey was here, there was some confusion about who the fastest was of the two between Corbin and Trey.
I think Kenson was upset that they were trying to act like he wasn't in the race. He'd be able to fit in the race.
Well, I've seen KT run. He's not a slow guy. Who's the fastest of the three?
It's me.
There we go. Who's behind you?
Corbin.
Yeah, Trey has worked his way from first to third.
Whoever has the mic is going to be first, apparently, is how this is going
to
work.
We need to have a little combine out there, Coach, and we can just time them all.
We might have to do one of these at the field and actually put the cleats on and see.
KT, look, man, you've been doing this a long time. You're a basketball player, too. Can you talk about somebody in your life that's inspired you to be who you are today? Say, you know, it could be family members, coaches, or are there some people that made you who you are today that you'd like to recognize?
My mama, yeah, my grandmama, my sister, and my granddad.
Those are all people that played a big part in your life?
Yes, sir.
You mentioned he's a multi-sport guy. I know you were more of a role player during hoop season, but people forget Kenson came off the bench in was it the Montevallo game or the game against Selma and had 6 or 8 points there in the third quarter to help us get over the hump.
I think it was a Selma game.
KT off the bench started off with a nice little layup off the backboard, got a steal. Yeah, it was a heck of a performance by KT.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's a great athlete, great player, you know, and he's been a big part. Like Coach Smelly said, he's playing out there on an island. You have to – one of the hardest things you do is probably tackling space. The guy's got a full head of steam running at you. What's a good memory for you from Sulacaya? What's been sort of – through school, what's been something you've enjoyed?
Probably winning against Tallahassee, like sophomore year. It was like our first win in my high school career.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Big game, fun game. And people don't realize that there are these young guys like KT and Trey, they were all playing back then. They had their number called back then, Coach.
Yeah. And they were young, and the team wasn't quite, you know, what we were striving for. And I've bragged on these guys, this group of seniors, because, you know, they were part of that, their freshman year, right? Part of an 0-10 team. It's tough to be part of an 0-10 team to stay committed, to stay locked in, to stay doing the things, you know, day by day. It's a process of growth and maturity, and I think every single one of those guys that have stayed the course, that have stuck it out, are going to be better for it in the long run. And so Kenson's definitely one of those.
KT, we know Beauregard's a good football team. They historically are a good football team. They're probably better than what their record shows so far this year. They've had some tough ball games. What do the Aggies need to do this Friday night? How do we get out of there with a win? It's going to be a tough place to play. How do we get out of there with a win?
We just got to play our best ball, and we're going to win. If we play it like we play what we do, we're going to win. There's no doubt.
Which player you think needs to have a big game for us to do well Friday?
I don't know no one player, just everybody, really.
Yeah,
That's a veteran answer.
That's a good answer.
Hey, KT, man, we'll let you get back to your food, man. We appreciate you coming out and hanging out with us here on a Tuesday night. And, Coach Smelly, we appreciate your time, too. You can go hang out with Josie and the kids. We always appreciate you stopping by each and every Tuesday night.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
All right, that's Sulacaga head football coach Chris Smelly and Kenson III joining us right here on the Chris Smelly Show. When we come back, Chase Allen, Lionel Chenault, two guys that mean a lot to this football team. We'll have them on the other side of this break. Stay with us. This is the Chris Smelly Show presented by Allen Brew Market.
Searching for insurance that fits seamlessly into your life? Look no further than State Farm agent Albia Steers in Sylacauga. Whether it's safeguarding your car, home, or family's future, Albia and his team are here to provide customized coverage options that suit your lifestyle. With a focus on exceptional customer service and local expertise, Albia Steers ensures you're fully protected when it matters most. Experience the peace of mind that comes with a trusted local agent. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Albia Steers is there. Call or click for a quote today.
Celebrate Silicaga Pride with the S Club. We're a community of former athletes and supporters dedicated to preserving tradition, funding scholarships, and building a strong future for Silicaga High School athletics. From reunions to fundraising, the S Club connects generations of Aggies while giving back to today's student athletes. Be a part of the legacy. Join the Silicaga S Club and help keep Aggie Pride alive. Visit AggieSClubAlumni.com today to sign up and make a difference.
Do you have scrap metal piling up? Get paid at Coosa Valley Recycling. Serving the Birmingham area and Highway 280 corridor in Silicaga, Coosa Valley Recycling is your top choice for scrap metal recycling. Whether it's old appliances, car parts, or any other metal items, Coosa Valley Recycling offers great rates and fast, easy service. Recycling with Coosa Valley Recycling not only puts your money back in your pocket, but it also protects the environment. Don't let your scrap metal go to waste. Bring it to Coosa Valley Recycling today. Call 256-245-4300.
Don't let high costs keep you from owning your first home. Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union's first-time homebuyer program breaks the barriers. As little as 5% down, no PMI, no origination fees, and local service from start to finish. Finally, a mortgage made for real people with real budgets. Coosa Pines is online at CoosaPinesFCU.org and available by phone at 256-378-5559. Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, where you belong. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing lender.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Coach Smelly Show on the Aggie Sports Network.
Welcome back to the Chris Smelly Show on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network. The Chris Smelly Show brought to you by Allen Brew Market, hosted each week live at Wharf Casual Seafood. Silicaga traveling to Beauregard this Friday night. Our coverage starts at 6:30 on WSGN. That's 98.3 on your radio dial, as well as Facebook and YouTube on the Aggie Sports Network channels. We like YouTube, Michael Adair, so people can also watch from their living room. Just pull it up on your smart TV and subscribe to the Aggie Sports Network on YouTube. Big game this Friday night. Two guys that are going to have a huge impact on this game. Michael joining us now. One guy very familiar with Allen Brew Markets, Chase Allen. We have him, and also Lionel Chanot, who plays both ways, linebacker, tight end. Both these guys, two really good ball players, do a lot for this team.
Outstanding players, and certainly glad to have them both on here. And I was just going to break the ice with both of these guys and ask you, when I talk to guys your age all the time, they're all gamers, everybody's a gamer. So if we sort of took a census of the team, who are the best gamers on the team? If we were playing Madden or any of that, who are the best ones? What do you say, Lionel?
I'm going to say myself.
You think you're the best gamer? What about you, Chase? Who would you pick other than yourself?
Probably Zach Sanders or somebody like that.
Okay. Nah.
Maybe go Zach shaking. Say, okay, maybe Zach's a good gamer. So when I was a kid, Madden was real big. Got to college, the 2K games started coming out. They were the best. What are we playing now when it comes to sports?
NCAA, college football, yeah. 2K.
I still play Madden.
There you go. PS5, Xbox. What PS5. Type of guy? Okay. Who do you choose on NCAA 25 when you play?
LSU.
Oh, he's a, man, he's we got us. Oh, right? I forgot here about that. Good Lord.
two fun guys with us right here. I wanted to ask Chase first. You know, Chase, you're a guy who started off at wide receiver, now asked to play a lot of tight end this year, blocking, got some chances to catch the ball as well. What's that transition been like for you?
Well, you know, I'll be perfectly honest with you. The first week I was like, you know, this is kind of hard. You know, I don't know how it's going to be. But you really just have to learn about it. And, you know, then I started getting better at it, and it just went from there.
Lionel, I asked Henson this question earlier, and I want to ask both of you guys this question too, is just who was somebody in your life that's inspired you to be who you are today? Who, when you think back and say this is who Lionel is now, who do you credit a lot of that to?
I say my mom, my dad, you know, because I see what they do every day and see how they come back, make sure we're straight. They working all day, coming back, make sure we're straight.
A lot of people don't realize this, but Lionel's dad's a pretty good chef. He's a chef at Perry's, right, Lionel?
Yeah.
He probably brings home some good food every now and then.
Steak, a lot of steak.
Yeah. What about you, Chase? Who's somebody that's really inspired you to be who you are today?
I'll say my dad and my grandfather, you know, they always tell me to work hard every day, push yourself, just.
Your grandfather, Harmon Allen?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, two good fellows there.
And, you know, his dad, Tim, supplied everybody with the noisemakers and stuff on Friday night.
Okay.
And now, I know you might think it's corny, but your dad might have been the most neon person at the game. it was a good environment, guys. But what did that environment mean to you? I know when the program was a little down, we talked about 0-10. It wasn't very loud. It wasn't very exciting. But the environment now at Legion Stadium seems like it's one that's really fun to play in on Friday nights.
It's showing the support that people have for us, that they're watching us, hoping that we're getting better, working hard so we can represent them.
You know, Coach Tech Jones, the running back coach, came over and said neither one of these guys need to say they're the fastest on the team. But was he watching when Lionel Hawk, number four,
oh
from Montevallo,
gosh,
down
on that
the
punt return? How did you catch that guy?
It was just pure speed. And I said that angle, too.
Dude.
That angle meant everything.
And did you fall on the ball? You fell on something and knocked your breath out, didn't you?
Yeah, I fell on his cleat.
Did you really?
It went right into my stomach.
He's probably hurting worse than you were, though.
Yeah. I don't think you knew I was going to catch him.
Nobody else knew it either.
Chase, as a senior, you've seen the ups and downs of this program. What would it mean for you and the rest of your senior class to be the ones to break the ice and get back to the playoffs this year? What would that mean to you guys?
It'd mean a lot, really. I mean, because, you know, we've tried to build this program back up to where it needs to be, and you know, it would just be something cool to see our senior class do that for the football team and for the future.
You guys got a big game this Friday night. I know you guys have been fired up. I know you're itching to get back on the field after last Friday. What's been the message around the program? What's the feel going into this game on Friday? Well, it kind of feels like, you know, it's not a must win, but I think everybody knows it's a game that we gotta give it our best shot.
Yeah, we just need to play hard, play with effort. Everybody getting to the ball, no lacking around.
Guys, talk. You know, you guys do a lot of fun stuff of being part of this Silicon football program. If you think back to like when spring practice ended, and then you go through all these summer workouts, it's a tough thing you do, but it builds character. But you also do a lot of fun stuff. Like you went on a rafting trip. Y'all went up to North Alabama, got in the 707. If you think back through all that, what's something that stands out in your mind that is like, this is something fun that I like about being on the Silicon football team? What's what one event that sort of stands out in your minds?
I like the whitewater rafting.
Yeah.
It helped, like, it was a bonding moment, like everybody bonding.
Yeah. What about you, Chase?
Well, I mean, really, really any moment that we have together, you know, it'll just build a friendship outside of just, you know, being teammate to teammate. You'll actually, you know, build character with each other and, you know.
You know, he says that Coach Crawford was with us the first week that we were here at Wharf Casual Seafood. He said that the locker room feels different this year. It feels like everybody's on the same page. He used the quote, I think, it feels like the guys like each other. Do y'all notice that? I mean, do y'all feel a difference?
Yeah.
What caused that change?
It just, the flip of switch. Like, we got Trey Cook added back on our roster. He wasn't able to play last year. He bring a lot of energy to practice in the locker room. So we just have a lot of energy in the locker room. Everybody want to get it. They know it's this year's our year.
I like that.
I like it a lot. You know, we're running out of a little bit of time with you guys. Michael Ader had some more rapid-fire questions for you before we go off. Lionel, I know you play both ways. So do you like big hit or long touchdown? Which one are you rolling for?
I'll go for a big hit.
he's had a couple.
Oh,
so,
man, this touchdown he got in the spring, man, he had us a dance. You guys remember that?
Oh, my.
That was something. He even got hurt on that dance.
And I think that we were all worried about you, Chase. Long bus ride, say this week. Are you a loud music guy in your ears, or are you taking a nap on the way to Beauregard?
Yeah, I'll always be a loud music guy. You know, it just gives me hype for the game.
After a big win at Legion Stadium, I know a lot of things aren't open. Where are you going for a post game meal?
I'm going home. Going straight home. I'm gonna eat there, take a shower, to sleep.
Who has the best? Did you ask this? Who has the best dance moves on the team?
I didn't ask someone.
I'll say probably me, because I was in show choir.
Well, I know I had some pretty good ones in that spring game. I think he can move a little bit.
Well, also, hey, guys, we appreciate y'all's time, man. We're always rooting you guys on, man. Best of luck this week at Beauregard, and we know you guys are going to come back with a win for us. Thank you so much, guys. Y'all did a great job.
Appreciate it.
That's Chase Allen. Lionel Chanot did a great job here on the show. It's not always easy to jump on the show, put a headset on, Michael Adair. We appreciate them stopping by, having a good time with us. Now a guy going to jump on after this break, a guy that we're both very familiar with, one of the best guys you'll ever meet, Coach Tech Jones, Sylacauga running back coach. Going to join us on the other side of this break and help us close out the Chris Smelly Show before the Aggies travel to Beauregard on Friday night. Stay with us. This is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
You've got a heart for helping folks and want a job where what you do really matters. AltaPoint Health is hiring right here in the community. They've got positions open from Clay County to Sylacauga, including direct support professionals and therapists, and some jobs even let you work from home. No experience, no problem. AltaPoint offers on-the-job training, great benefits, and real room to grow. Caring is their calling. Text AltaJobs to 97211 and find your fit today.
It's never too late to take the next step. The Central Alabama Community College Adult Learning Program helps adults 18 and older earn their GED or even a high school diploma. You can also prepare for the workforce with short-term certificates in medical billing and coding, medical assisting, pharmacy technician, or hospitality and culinary. Flexible classes fit your schedule, and your future starts today. Visit cacc.edu/adult education or call 256-378-2017. CACC Adult Learning Program. Discover you. When it comes to bones, joints, and sports injuries, trust the expert care of Dr. Anthony Troppiano at Coosa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Dr. Troppiano is known for providing outstanding results with a personal touch, helping patients get back to work, back to sports, and back to life. From advanced surgical care to everyday orthopedic treatment, you're in good hands. Coosa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine.
Welcome back to the Chris Smelly Show. Final few minutes as we close things out and get you set for Sylacauga to go to face the Hornets in Lee County this Friday night. Always a tough place to play, Michael Adair. Sylacauga trying to get in the win column as far as region play goes. Just an absolutely big game. Like we talked about earlier, you know, it's only week four, but you start looking at it. It's a very big ball game to be in the first month of the year.
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, it sneaks up on you fast. And, you know, high school is a little different than college, where in college you feel like you lose a game or two and your season's over. High school, you got a little room to rebound, and you're just trying to get in the postseason. So glad we got this guy over here, Tech Jones, helping us to get to the postseason.
Absolutely. You know, Coach Tech Jones, Coach, thank you for joining the show tonight. We appreciate you dropping by, one of the best guys you'll ever meet. You're coaching this Sylacauga running back room. I'm sure it makes it a little easier when you have a Zachorian Chambliss, a guy that can run it like he does. But, man, just a good group of guys that you're coaching each and every week.
Yes, sir.
You got Z, you got
Colton Patterson.
Yeah. Just a good group. We're gonna talk about your group a little bit, man.
Well, they all bring something different to the table. You know, Z, more speedy guy, good vision. D Mosley also, he's a speedy guy, good vision.
Nice
grader. Yeah. Just need a little more size on him. But Colton, he's a like a power back, man. He point A to point B.
Tech, I've known you a long time. I've watched you play. You played at Childersburg High School. You went on and you played a little college ball somewhere, didn't you?
No, I just played arena football.
Where it was. You played a little semi-pro.
Yeah.
You were a great running back at Childersburg. Talk a little bit about sort of your history there and what all you've done.
I played football in seventh grade. That was my first year of playing. And it was 7th, 8th grade football.
Yeah.
So it was middle school. And I was the first one to have the longest run. But we lost. So they picked me up and carried me on their shoulders.
Did they really?
But we lost. So, and I didn't never play football until to the 11th grade.
Is that right?
Yeah, I thought I was a baseball guy.
Yeah. You're a good basketball player, too. I've played you in basketball. He can guard you like you wouldn't believe and runs like a deer out there.
Used to.
Yeah, right.
Coach, we just talked about it with Chase and Lionel, but when Coach Crawford was here a few weeks ago, you know, from an assistant coach's perspective, you know, you have your position group, but you can see the rest of the locker room and what it feels like. He said, you know, it just feels like there's more team bonding and there's just a spirit of togetherness from this team. Do you notice that when being around the guys?
Yeah, definitely, man. A lot of these guys go to church together. They hang out on the weekends together. A lot of them play the video games together. I hear them talking about it a lot. So I'm like, hey, you know, that's a good thing to have right there. Yes, sir.
Now, Coach, we got a lot of brownie points this week because I've had three or four people come up to me on a regular basis and say, you got to get Tech on the show. And one of them, you know, is Greg Baker.
Yes, sir.
But I think part of what it is Tech wears these shirts and he's got his arms popping out and all these people want to see him on video. And he's got a little bit of a following. In your day job, you're a personal trainer at Coosa Valley Medical Center.
Uh-huh.
So, Tech, how much of that do you bring to the team? Do you get involved in the strength training? You got a lot of experience there. How do you help with any of that they do?
Well, a lot of times, you know, a lot of guys, especially during the off season. You know, I do, like, different schools. They come to me one-on-one sessions and speed and agility and stuff like that. But, yeah, I'm definitely willing to help any way I can. It's all fun to me, you know.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of these guys, you know, sometimes I go in there before a game and get a quick workout in. And before I know it, the whole team in there working out also. So, yeah, it's a good thing.
So you don't help them much in their summer lifting program?
No, sir, because of my regular job.
It's hard to get loose.
Yeah, correct. Yes, sir. Yeah.
Coach, what type of coach? I know for the people, you got loud coaches that yell a lot, coaches that put their arm around the kids, coach them up a little bit more. What type of coach is Coach Tech Jones?
Well, I'm a little more calm and a little motivational, but, you know, when you're messing up, then I got to get you. but it's more quiet. You know, it's not loud with it. But so, yeah.
You know, we talked about it a little bit earlier as well. Your running back room, I think, has benefited a little bit from having a big, strong, physical offensive line this year. Even with two guys out, we've been able to play some good football. Talk about the guys that are blocking for your running back room.
Yeah, man. Without those guys, man, we couldn't get half of the yardage and plays that we make now, you know. Those guys are pretty quick to be big guys, you know. And a lot of those guys are athletic, too, you know. After a good long run, I hear them. Offensive line guys, hey, Coach, can I run the ball too?
Well, you know, Zakorian had the longest run in school history in the first game, and in the second game he carried about half of Montevallo in the end zone.
Yes, sir.
What's going into his preparation to make him the back that he is like that?
Well, Zakorian's problem before was the beliefs in himself.
Yeah.
And, you know, once he added size to his body, you know, it started to be more comfortable going through the middle.
Yeah.
And once we realize that we can go through the middle, we can always get back outside to where he's used to going. So a lot of that is just pretty much getting him prepped, you know, to go through the middle a lot more comfortably than he used to be.
I've always wondered this with Z and a lot of guys in high school ball going both ways. Is that something you talk about with Coach Smelly and your defensive coaches with Z playing defensive end? Is there a play count that you want him on defense versus offense? What all goes into those decisions? Or is it just you just let Z run loose?
Yeah, I just let him do his thing, man. Which defense has made him a lot tougher to run the ball, which, you know, I'm appreciative of that. So the more guys I can get on the defensive end, the better. You know, I can get
he's
them
sort of a third down pass rush guy on defense, right?
Yes, sir.
Right. Coach, we've been talking to these guys about speed and who's the fastest guy and all this kind of stuff, and you probably got your opinion on who the fastest one is on the team. But my question for you is, can any of them outrun you? Is there anybody on that team that can outrun you right now if we went out there right now?
Yeah, it's a few guys, man. A lot of them guys are younger. You know, they quick twitch.
So you ain't got it anymore, is what you're saying.
I mean, I could. They'll know I'm there. So they wouldn't leave me.
Who is we got to know who is the fastest guy on the team.
Ah, man. KT, he's moving now.
Yeah.
He's moving. So I would put him definitely, you know, one or two with that. Yeah. And then it'll be Corbin for sure.
Him and Corbin sort of top two.
Yeah.
Coach, what gets you fired up the most? Is it a guy maybe missing a block, not going 100%, putting the ball on the turf? What gets you fired up the most out there?
Definitely the ball on the turf. You know, that's the opportunity we could have had to score or anything like that. So, yeah, Definitely the ball on the turf.
Well, hopefully we keep it high and tight this week, right, Coach?
Yes, sir.
Coach,
yes, sir.
We appreciate you stopping
by,
man. We got to get off the air around the 7:30 mark. That's Coach Tech Jones joining us right here on the Chris Smellie Show. Silicaga running backs, Coach. Michael Adair, before we get out of here, Silicaga Beauregard Friday night. We've talked to Coach Smellie on the air, off the air. Keys to the game this Friday night in a tough place to play. A stadium that's been remodeled, Jumbotron, sound system. Going to be a tough place to play. How do we get a win?
I think if we play pretty close to mistake-free football, we're going to be hard to beat. We'd have been hard to beat last week. I think we're still a couple touchdowns better than Hopeville if we don't make mistakes. Like Coach Smellie said, you know, it's just those things that just randomly pop up. And I think that, to me, I think our kids are better than their kids. So if we play mistake-free, we can win the football game.
It's Silicaga and Beauregard Friday night. And let's go ahead and get that win, because Clay Central coming back to Legion Stadium next Thursday. As Tim Allen's listening and watching, saying, hey, make sure you bring those noisemakers back.
Oh,
we need another good environment for that one. But as far as this week, Silicaga and Beauregard, 7 o'clock kickoff in Opelika, Alabama, right there in Lee County. Join us. If you can't make it, you can watch on YouTube, Facebook. We do want to thank the Hornets for allowing us to live stream this Friday night. If you want to listen on radio, it's on WSGN. That's 98.3 on your radio dial. Thank you for everybody who joined us tonight. Coach Chris Smellie, Coach Tech Jones, Kenson Threat, Lionel Chanot, and Chase Allen. And thank you for everybody who has watched and listened tonight. From Jeremy Law and Michael Adair, this is a product of Radio Alabama and Silicaga Athletics. Thanks for watching and listening.
This has been a presentation of Radio Alabama Sports. This broadcast is copyrighted by Radio Alabama for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of the game without Radio Alabama's consent is strictly prohibited. Thanks for listening.